Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with Clinton County Daily News.com. We're now being joined in the studio by our guests, who are Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens, along with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan. Gail, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well.
We're all here this morning, I think.
Yes.
So how's life going for both of you guys?
Great. Been busy.
Gee, I wonder why.
Busy time of the year for everybody, I think.
So what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the ones that have already gone past, like Oktoberfest and Hispanic Festival? You want to start with what's coming up with the trick-or-treat, and then we'll get to the Christmas parade a little later.
Well, we can talk about what we have done and then start working towards what's coming up. The Hispanic Festival was October the 5th, and I worked with the city of Frankfort as well as several community members to help organize the Oktoberfest, and it was, I think it was quite a success. It sounded like we had several people. I had a wedding that evening, so I was there up until just about 3 o'clock, and but it sounded like that they had great food, great vendors, and looking for and music. The talent was outstanding, and so we're looking forward to planning the second annual one for next year.
And then Oktoberfest was the following weekend.
Oktoberfest was the following weekend. It also was very much a success. The entertainment was excellent. We had great food. It was very cold, but you know, thank goodness for the Parks Department, and we had a couple of fire pits, and they were very, very popular places to be at that time.
And now you've got Trick-or-Treat on the Square coming up.
We do, October 31st from 5:30 to 7, and that is always a big night for our downtown merchants and small businesses, as well as churches and other organizations that come out and help. We had about 31 different businesses, organizations, or churches that helped last year pass out candy, and we have an estimated attendance of about 4,500 to 5,000 kids and families that come down.
And the hours for that night are 5:30 to 7?
5:30 to 7. We are moving the costume contest to 6 o'clock instead of 6:45.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have a few more participants.
Now, do your downtown businesses stay open during that time?
Most of them close. They come out on the sidewalk and help, but most of them close to come out and help pass out candy.
So, but this has been a very successful thing for you guys over the years.
It has been. This is definitely a time where downtown has people from wall to wall.
Mm-hmm. Like. Yep. And, of course, Shan, right now you've been buried in ribbon cuttings galore here recently.
Yeah, we've had a few. It's been exciting. We've got another one this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Old Gray Barn out on County Road Zero, East West Zero, and 700. And that's a beautiful venue if no one has been able to get out there. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I've seen pictures of it. I have not been out there.
Well, 4 o'clock is the ribbon cutting, so if you want to come on out and take some pictures, it's a great opportunity because they're going to have some food. And some tours of the facility. The Mitchells are just doing a great job with it. It's going to be a very nice amenity. Actually, it already is, but it's good. They have plans to grow it and to make it even more beyond just a wedding venue, to make it more of a destination place for people to come and enjoy.
Then also, you've got another one coming up on Friday, the Piece by Piece Autism Center, which I have heard absolutely nothing about.
Yeah, this is a great organization that is coming into our community to help with people with autism, especially young people, and they are going to be opening over there in the old Frankfort Plaza over by behind Speedway in that area, and that's coming up this week, and they have been very I think, intentional in what they've been trying to get accomplished here in Clinton County, and I'm excited for them. I think that there's a lot of folks, a lot of families that are impacted by autism, and the opportunity to have a support network and have someone to help, navigate folks with autism is another great amenity for our community.
And they're going to be in the old Comcast building. For those who don't know where that's going to be, it's going to be in the old Comcast.
Yeah.
The old Comcast building.
Yeah, they used to have an office here.
Yeah, they did. And, of course, just last week you guys opened up a new AT&T.
AT&T opened, officially opened. They had a soft opening, but they officially opened last week, and appreciate the mayor being there and all of the folks, the leadership of AT&T. Senator Buchanan was there. So the opportunity to bring another mobile network representation here in our community. AT&T is pretty big. It's one of the corporate stores, so it's actually something that's a little more involved and engaged than just having a franchise store. So we're really excited because you can get it's a full service place, so you can come in and get anything done with your AT&T phone or pad or whatever the case may be.
And one of these type of stores is kind of rare, also.
Yeah, very rare. They don't open too many across the country. He shared how many we have in the state, but we don't have a whole lot.
31.
I think it was in the 30s, if I remember right. So not too many.
Okay. Kim, of course, you guys have got, you're getting ready also for the Christmas parade that's coming up the first Saturday in December. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, before that, we've got a couple things also.
Okay.
November 8th, 9th, and 10th, we have the Frankfort Public Library has their annual art sale. And so a lot of our downtown merchants do a Christmas kickoff at that point in time as well. So be mindful of different sales and opportunities coming up during that time. And then on November 30th, we also have the Small Business Saturday. So that is always a fun time, and you might want to come out and check out some of our downtown merchants. I know that the Chamber has been kind of instrumental in passing out some surprises during that time, so I don't know what their plan is on that, but they usually make a few people pretty happy.
Yeah,
we do the, don't mean to interrupt you, but the American Express gift cards, we normally work with the American Express and get gift cards out to folks and surprise people as they are shopping local, so we'll be out and about again that day.
How big a thing is that Small Business Saturday for you guys?
Actually, our merchants love doing Small Business Saturday. American Express has been great about sending giveaways, so we have shopping bags that we distribute to our different downtown merchants, retailers, and they can give those away to their shoppers as they come in, and people love that kind of stuff. So we have ink pens and mats and floor mats and different things like that that we share with them as well. So it has been very successful, and I think because it's a nationwide promotion, the community is very popular. It's very popular with the community, and it puts the focus back on the downtowns after Black Friday.
Now, are there any new businesses that have opened downtown? I'm trying to remember. I don't think there are since last time we did this, has everybody been here now a full year that they've experienced this once before?
No, we do have Gym City Junction.
That's right. Okay.
That is brand new, so this will be their first experience. So, and I believe, let me see, the Fog Foundry is another one.
Yep.
Okay.
That would be they would be the other business downtown, but I don't believe there's any other that have been. It seems like everyone else has been there at least a year.
Which has got to be good for you guys to make sure that you have a very solid foundation for downtown businesses as of right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
we do.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Right.
But then the Christmas parade coming up on December the 7th. It's a Whoville Christmas is the theme, and that will be at 3 o'clock on December the 7th. So if you're interested in participating, please contact me. We do have the applications online, and we do need an application for those who want to participate. It doesn't cost anything to participate, but you can win first, second, or third place, which is $200 to, I believe, $50 is the third place prize. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I wasn't familiar with the Grinch. But I did watch both of the movies and love the story, and so we're going to try to have some fun with that.
Will anybody get in any trouble if they try to put antlers on top of a little dog that's in the movie? Will anybody get in trouble for doing that?
Well, I'm sure we're probably going to see some antlers on dogs. But, our committee is really having a lot of fun with this and the planning process, so it should be a
lot
of fun.
Just don't call PETA.
Yeah, I was going to say, just don't call them, is right. But it seems like the starting time and then the first Saturday has now been pretty much set now for a while, because I knew you were having, you were thinking, let's see, I want to do it earlier, don't want to go at night. This has now become pretty much the set time, hasn't it?
This is about the fifth year in a row that we've done it on the first Saturday in December and at 3 o'clock.
Anything else going to be doing in association with Christmas? I know there's a couple of other things that are probably going to be happening.
Well, we have the Santa Express that will be going every Friday and Saturday as well, and it'll start the night of December the 7th. We are planning a Whoville Day downtown, so be looking forward to some information coming out about that. And most people have probably noticed the window paintings for the Halloween season, but we're going to be doing that again for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I want to thank Mary Lynn Peters, who came to us and said, hey, what do you think about this idea? And we love the idea. We just, manpower is our biggest thing, and having the connections with the artists. So Mary Lynn has organized that and done a phenomenal job. I think the businesses that have participated have been extremely excited about it. You can still vote for People's Choice. Each one of the businesses that have a picture on their window.
You're talking about for Halloween, right?
Yes, for Halloween.
Okay.
Up until October 31st, they can vote. And then there will be a People's Choice Award given out on November 1st.
You'll probably do the same thing again for Christmas?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We will do that.
And are you going to have your Santa visiting downtown as well?
Absolutely. He will come in town on December the 7th, and then from December 7th to December 24th, he will be at Santa's house.
Okay. All right. Shan, since you've been here last time, you've had a business expansion. That was Richie and Son. They're going to be taking over the tech building. So talk a little bit about that expansion, if you would.
Well, Richie Manufacturing, owned by Michael Stephen and David Griffey, they are, second generation, second and really third generation when you start looking at the ages of the brothers. But they took over their grandfather's business, Max's business, many, many years ago, started in Michigan Town. Then they expanded out. They bought the old Thrifty store out on Prairie Avenue. Continue to grow, and then it's been a blessing to watch them grow. I've seen those guys. I had the opportunity of coaching them in football back at Clinton Central back in the day, and the one thing about the Griffies is that they've always been very committed to whatever they do, whether it be playing football, whether it be community, or especially their business. And so they committed to growing their grandfather's business and making him proud, and they've done a tremendous job of that. So they outgrew the Thrifty store, so they ended up buying Gill Constructions building, Stan and Nancy Smith's business out on McKinley. They purchased that, and then they have been keeping an eye on a building that's been in our industrial park for some time. Unfortunately, that building, we met with the owners, and that building was not going to be available, and so they were a little disappointed. The opportunity to take them to the tech group, the West Pharmaceutical Group building, I'm not too sure that they was totally sold on that idea until they got in it, and when they were able to walk through it and they got to see the possibilities, and you could just see their brains were turning, and had a lot of great ideas, and they made the offer, and it was accepted. And so a little negotiation there, but got accepted, and then they close here in a couple of weeks. So they just went to the city council. We're very thankful for the city finance committee and the city administration, the mayor, and the council to work with them on a declaratory abatement, and then they'll come back for a confirmatory, hopefully this next council meeting, and that'll be done.
When do you expect them to be open, roughly? First of the year?
Well, they want to be in there as soon as, but knowing Michael, knowing the Griffey boys, they'll be there before the end of the year, but I think realistically it's going to be something probably first of the year, more than likely.
How unusual is it for a business that's basically, you know, sports-oriented, track and field primarily, mm-hmm. to be so successful?
Well, I think it's quality, commitment and quality to their craft. They do such an awesome job. If you've ever had a chance to tour their facility and go through what they put together and what they do, Richie is really known in the pole vault pit industry as the standard. There's some competitors for sure, but Richie uses high-quality material, and they have incredible craftsmanship. And so that has been, I think, the key to their success, and they have been able to keep their prices. These guys work diligently to keep their prices competitive, and they're all over the country and actually the world. They've actually done things in China, so they're an international company here in Frankfort, Indiana,
which is always makes it really nice for us around here.
Oh yeah, because it's a great opportunity. I know you got to take a break, but it's a great opportunity to have that group here representing Frankfort, because every time you have a pole vault pit mat or something that they are making, it's got Richie Manufacturing Frankfort, Indiana on it.
Mm-hmm. That's always good for us.
Yep.
We are going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County Daily News.com. We'll be right back.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana, call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan, along with Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. Kim, what should we expect out of Main Street the remainder of this year, and then what do you kind of want to focus on for the first part of next year?
Well, this year, obviously, we're very busy with some retail promotions going on with our downtown merchants. So, you know, between the open house and Christmas parade and Small Business Saturday, that's going to keep us pretty busy till the end of the year. And then after the first of the year, we're really going to focus on some small business development classes like we've offered in the past with the partnership of the chamber. And so we're working on that criteria right now. And so hopefully, probably mid-January, we would like to start offering some classes for our small businesses.
And even though I know you just had your 25th hot dog festival, I'm sure you're working on number 26 right now a little bit.
A little bit. You know, we kind of raised the bar a little bit, I think, this year. And so we're trying to make sure that we continue to offer a great festival for our downtown merchants as well as our community.
So. Assuming that Prairie Creek Park is open, and hopefully I'm assuming it will be, how much is that going to change and improve your festival for next year?
Well, we've got some great ideas to utilize Prairie Creek Park and to include it in the festival, which we've been trying to do that for the last several years. Obviously, this year was a little bit more of a challenge to utilize that area because of it being under construction. But, you know, we've got some fun things that are going to be taking place. We'll have, obviously, some vendor space available in that area. So, be looking forward to some great surprises.
Shan, one thing I wanted to ask you is that, you know, right behind your building, I know you have a business in the back of your building mm-hmm. right now, but then is it, what's the remainder of that block? Because see, I don't think there's anything else in that block, is there?
Well, the state welfare offices and the Child Protective Services are in the offices immediately behind us in right past the alley, just west of the alley. And then actually John Henshaw owns all that area and that building. He just purchased the building in the back, which was the old ProByte computer.
Okay.
So John's been diligently working on that. He's had engineers in there trying to make sure to get it all. There was a lot of issues, kind of like our building, had a lot of issues to shore up. That's unfortunately the struggle and the challenge with these older buildings is that you do have a lot of structural obstacles that you have to overcome to get them back in the shape that, you know, it's considered to be safe today structurally. And then, of course, you want to be able to utilize it and grow and expand in it. So stay tuned. I think there's going to be some good stuff happening. He's going to have that available, I think, for next year. So.
Well, any other building we were talking about is Healthy Communities has moved into the old utilities building. And, of course, that needs a new roof.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure that's going to be a temporary stay for them or if it's going to be something that they will look at permanently. But as to echo Kim's point, I think it's off the air we were talking that it's a great you know, they're a great organization that do a lot of things for our community. I would love to see them, I think, in a little bit of an area that would have more ample parking and give them some more space because they are going to be limited to a degree there. So, and I think that will be eventually what will happen.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I know the desire for them is to get a health center, basically,
yep.
somewhere. My question is, where would that be right now? Because there really isn't that much of a big building available.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, and again, this is things have been talked about internally, but I would love to see a couple of three partnerships at the old Marsh building, and I would love to see, you know, Healthy Communities partner with maybe the early learning folks and see what we could do there. I think the YMCA, I think there's a lot of great opportunities for some partnership in that old Marsh building. Been through the Marsh building. We've got some issues now with it as far as fire extinguishers, our fire suppression not working. And there's some things that there's a challenge. We've shown it to a couple of three folks. I've shown it to one folk and had two others that have called and wanted to know, have more information about it. But once they start finding out a little bit more about the size and the price, it's a challenge. So we're hopeful, though.
Price is an issue with that, and of course, price is an issue with the old CVS building,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're both out-of-town owners, both out-of-town owners that live in the West, and they, you know, at the end of the day, they're out of sight, out of mind, and they don't necessarily have an engaged attitude towards doing anything that may benefit our community as much as benefiting you know, their business, which that's what they do. I mean, and that's why people shouldn't be upset with them, because that's their livelihood. They make that happen. We're hopeful that we can see more partnership and more engagement in the future to see. And it would be great to have people like the Ritchie brothers buying local property, mm-hmm. have more local folks engaged in buying property so that there would be accountability and responsibility. But most in all, it will be the engagement, because those people will take great pride in those buildings.
Kim, what would you like to see come downtown in the next year, year and a half?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to see maybe another bedding store and a bath store that would complement that with, you know, things like that. That would be great. I would love to see a men's department store or men's clothing or specialty store. I think that that is a great need that we have in our community, and love to see another ice cream parlor open up. I think that that was a great amenity to our downtown.
Because we don't have one now, do we, downtown?
No, unfortunately we don't.
No, but we're getting ready to have some great barbecue.
Yes,
yeah, I know. I know that's coming. I'm aware of that.
I'll just tell Joe to throw a slab of Glover's ice cream on the top of that big piece of rib. And man, now you got dessert, dinner, you got the whole entree right there.
You were hungry today, aren't you?
Oh, my. I'm on a diet, so I'm always hungry.
But now we're
I don't know if I'm never not hungry.
Yeah. So. No, we're talking about Slabby's is coming in.
Slabby's.
Yeah, and when are they going to be open, roughly?
I think in November. I think that's the hope. They've been delayed with a couple of things, but it sure would be nice. I know they're working diligently to get it done, and every time I see Joe over at Freaky Fast Jimmy John's, he's very excited. Him and Val are very excited about what's going to happen.
Of course, that's going to be in the old smoke shop downtown, right there by the railroad tracks.
Right there by the railroad tracks. And so, if you're on the other side of the tracks and you can't get across town, then just stop at Slabby's, take your time, be patient, wait for the train, and have you a nice barbecue sandwich.
As long as they don't stop, which they do quite often anymore.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. I got stopped the other day, I know.
Yeah, I got stopped twice last week coming in here in the morning, so I'm coming in later now than what I was. How important would it be for you guys to see the North Main Street expand downtown?
Oh, I think that that's one of our next areas of focus as far as the next phase of downtown development. So I'm excited to see some renovations taking place there, and definitely love to see some new businesses come in.
Shane, you feel the same way about that?
Yeah, I think anytime you have the opportunity to expand off the square and move from the inside out, it's always a good thing. And the north makes a lot of sense. You've got a great downtown center, and then you have a great retirement facility that's out on the north side of Main Street. You've got in between, you know, there's again the funeral home, there's a fire department. You've got some great little pieces, and then there's some beautiful old homes, and then you've got the great home that's being built by the building trades kids that are doing a fantastic job. So, and then you think about the old cigar factory, which is the bankable building. There is some great opportunity to move forward and move north on Main Street. So, looking forward to the opportunities there.
How difficult, or is it going to be difficult to relocate or move or build in this community when State Road 28 is going to be what it's going to be for the next 2 years?
Well, it will definitely be a challenge anytime that there is road construction. But I always tell folks, you know, that look, let's be thankful that they're constructing, because there are so many communities around the country that don't have that, and they're not improving. They're going the other way. Mm-hmm. So we have the great opportunity to be improving the infrastructure of our community, and with improved infrastructure will come opportunities for attraction, and with that brings more people, and hopefully bring more people makes a stronger workforce, and that's one of the biggest issues that we're dealing with right now.
Because I would love to see some more businesses on 28 coming in and out of this community.
Yeah, and I think that you will see that. It is a challenge though when you're coming in from State Road 28 from the west going to east, and how many times you get behind someone, they're like, I don't know what to do. I mean, because, and then you get to the jog. Of course, that's not going to be impacted. It would sure be nice. I know the mayor challenged the state to work on the jog. That's not part of the plan. But, you know, I really believe that there's some opportunity there that could be worked out. I think that there's some opportunity for some one-way streets that could be that could be implemented to get done with that? Because the jog is a nightmare when you're coming through town trying to get behind someone that doesn't know what they're doing. And
I
you're
see
sitting
it every
there.
Day.
And it so these are all things, or these are the little bugaboos about a community that we all struggle with. But you know what? Overall, I put Frankfort, Indiana, against any community our size in the country. We've got some great things happening, got some great things going on, and I applaud our leadership.
Okay. Kim, anything else you want to say before I let you go?
I think we're good.
Shannon, how about you?
I always appreciate WILO Casper Media for what they do, and again, another great amenity. Not too many communities our size in the country have the kind of media power that we have, and so very fortunate.
I don't think people really understand. What we have in this community.
Oh no, I mean we don't, and we're very thankful for the media to be being a part of our community and what you guys cover. I mean, every time I turn on, I mean, whether it be a news feed, just on a national level, there's something local, and that's because of Casper Media, and I appreciate that.
So. Okay, Shannon and Kim, thanks very much. Greatly appreciate it. We'll see you guys a little bit later on. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and Clinton County DailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.